Do the Heisman. No. Go back. Go to the second. No. The second picture where it say artists is. Okay. Hold on now.
Do the Heisman. That's what you said.
Yeah, but there's like the remix.
The remix?
Yeah. Bro, am I tripping or like do y'all remember this song?
Do I? I don't think I do.
Let them know. Remix. Let them know. There's let them know. No way.
Oh, shit.
This is my shit, bro. I still be listening
to this shit. What? I genuinely don't know what you listen to. Like, because someday you'll hit me with some super knowledge shit, and then you'll be stuck in a song like this. You remember that month you literally anything I said to you, you said, Olin.
That's, yo, no bullshit. That's the reason why I posted that as a song on my story. Olin.
Oh my god. That's what I'm saying. I forgot about the song.
What shit?
Dang, dude. Hip hop songs back in the day used to like literally just leave so much room, like like cut the melody like staccato, and then just fucking ad libs everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking melody. I'm finna scream in this bitch.
Oh. How's it going, guys?
Welcome back. Hey, remix I run with. Third flow, Fabo. Bring that thing and let them know. Heisman. I bring that Heisman to your face. I'm all together. I'm in this place. Even your man can't help but hate. Let move left, move right. Shout the breath stain. Let move left, move right. And she ain't got no pain. Put that Heisman to her face. Spray them hate.
How's it going, guys?
I like that we both just stay quiet.
No support. Okay. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. We're back. It is a late night recording over Discord because I am sick and I don't want to get these gentlemen sick. Of course, I am joined with Lewis.
Hi.
Okay. Great attitude. And I'm also joined with Lorenzo.
I went to Camp Flogna, and it felt very spiritual.
How many badges did you get? Did you get an archery badge?
You're so dumb.
You didn't get any? All right. That's kind of weird. Yeah, we're back. We're back. A little late. We had some hiccups along the way, but we're sticking to it.
Lorenzo fake.
That was my bad.
Yeah. Fake seal. Fuck Travis Scott.
I got told that I was able to go to a Travis Scott concert and then it was taken away from me and given back to the original person.
Quite quickly. So it's okay. I gave him a little Travis Scott concert when we were playing Fortnite instead. So
no, all you said was you're just like Papa.
Oh, Fortnite's been fun though. It's been fun. So y'all be good. Y'all been good.
Yes.
What happened?
You been good?
Type shit. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they get another dog.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah. Are you ready for a dog?
Wait, what you getting there?
A husky.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Just for all the listeners to know, Lewis has been wanting a husky like his whole life.
Type shit.
You like to argue too, so you're gonna be arguing with that dog every day.
You don't know what I like to do.
I think I do.
I know you like gerbils.
You like it. Fuck off. I fucking do not.
He's gonna be screaming at the Husky. No, no, no. Let
the fucking record reflect. I do not like Huskies. Oh. I love Huskies. Yes. I do not like gerbils.
One year on Moose's birthday, I got him a stuffed toy gerbil, but I put it in like the little hamster ball, and I gave it to him, and he was like, "Did you?" He was like, "Are you fucking shitting me? Like, are you?" Bro, he was so angry. Bullshit.
That was like some of the most terrifying moments of my life. Bro, I was fucking scared. I was like, "Bro, what the fuck I'm gonna do with a gerbil? He's just gonna fucking die." Like, cause I don't know how to fucking take care of it. I'm in college. Like, this is my first year out here.
That was a good ass prank.
Fuck you.
I'm sure there's trauma in there somewhere.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
Well, it's another week, and it is our first what are we listening to back? And I thought we would just talk about, you know, the stuff that we've been really vibing to, whether old or new, and just talk about it. You know, y'all got any news? Any news? I mean, Lorenzo, you went to Camp Flogdaw, right?
Yes.
Who'd you go see?
I saw Tizo Touchdown. I cannot remember the list. Give me a sec. I have the pictures. I saw who is this person's name? Oh, I saw Fanta Hughes. Fanta Hughes was tight. I saw Bio Badoobie.
Hey, you just called me.
Bio Badoobie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's like this she's this Filipino I guess kind of like soft rock, beach rock, but a little bit heavier, like type vibe.
Yeah,
but she was cool to see. Saw Tizo Touchdown is really cool. He's kind of like hip-hop meets alternative, but more alternative.
I think he calls it boom rock and roll.
I don't fucking like that.
Or it's like something like that, like boom.
That's the dude with the fucking nails in his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tight.
I like Tizo. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, but you like weird.
Not like that.
Okay, fair. I saw Tizo Touchdown, Ravine Lene, Bad Bad Not Good, a bit of Cali Uchis, Ice Spice, Tyler.
Hey, hold on.
I saw all... I only stopped a little. I only got to.
That's a. Danko, how have you been?
What was that segue?
I've been good, getting better, but I think we're still talking about the lineup.
Sorry, I'm just.
Saw Ice Spice for a little bit. Got Ratchet for a little bit, and then Tyler and Hillbillies.
Nice.
I will say, Kendrick and Baby Keem put on an amazing ash like ender.
Two phone Baby Keem.
And then we saw a little bit of Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
Ew.
You don't like
Lil?
She doesn't do nothing.
No, she doesn't. But it was fun.
She's like Plank.
She's like Plank.
With a microphone. Like her, she's so like, she's just like there, bro.
I saw a bit of Lil Yachty, who brought off Offset. Offset played Bad and Bougie,
right?
During Lil Yachty, I don't know. Dominic Fike for a little bit, then went to go see Tori Ma for a little bit, Earl Sweatshirt, and then Rex Orange County. Still feeling weird about that, and then SZA.
SZA, nice.
SZA was amazing also.
That's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
It's kind of mixed. A lot of mixed people.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Man, you didn't get to see Turnstile, though? Oh.
I didn't know them like that.
Damn. They're pretty fun. Yeah, but it looks like the full list was AG Club, Fanta Hughes, Paris, Texas, Bombing Tiger, Tizo Touchdown, Bad Bad Not Good, Red Veil, Oh, Raven Lane, Clips, Kevin Abstract, Biba Doobie, Pink Pantherist, Rex Orange County, Dominic Fike, Earl Sweatshirt, Sid, The Hillbillies, which is Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem, Too Fun Baby Keem, SZA, Tyler the Creator, Kali Uchis, Fuerza Regida, Ice Spice, Lil Yachty, and Turnstile. Nice. Was that it? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, Maxo Cream.
I didn't get to see Maxo Cream.
Damn, Domo Genesis, Mac, just Maxo, Kamari, Liv, Mike G, Daisy World, Baby Rose, Left Brain, Kuko, Torio Moi, Willow was there. David, I want to say David, and then yeah, that's a pretty solid lineup. Honestly, that's cool. I'm glad you had fun. Were you there for one day?
Both days. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Dang.
You got money, Chet.
It was a lot. It's a little regretful.
Hey, as long as you had fun.
Fun. The food was super bomb. They had chorizo tots.
Chorizo tots. Ooh.
That shit was so fucking good.
Louis, you got any news? Any of the fun news that happened that you want to talk about it, like, you know?
Any news?
News there?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You got some news to talk.
How long has it been?
It's been 2 weeks.
I ain't done shit, bro.
Damn.
I just been working, UV. Oh,
yeah.
You.
Aha.
I do got some news.
Mm-hmm.
So we got not one, but two When We Were Youngs, right? When We Were Young, the second one just happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right? Don't talk about it. Yeah. No,
We gotta.
Stop, bro.
No.
That shit stressed me the fuck out.
When We Were Young Part 3 coming next year?
Yes.
And it has a theme.
Bruh.
And not just a theme album.
I can't not go to that one.
It's a pretty gnarly lineup, and the bands promise to play the album that they are assigned. I just sent the picture in Meeting Room, but it's just like the back of a track list. So My Chemical Romance will return with the Black Parade. They're just gonna play the Black Parade, the album. Fall Out Boy's just gonna be there. They don't have an album on there, which is hilarious. Jimmy Eat World, Bleed American, Pierce the Veil, Collide with the Sky. That's gonna be so fun. A Day to Remember is playing Homesick. Oh my God, there's so many. Dashboard Confessionals, Simple Plan, Coheed and Cambria, Under Oath, Mayday Parade, Chiodos, Distillers, Movements, Bayside, The Main, Saves the Day, The Wonder Years, The Starting Line, August Burns Red, Thursday, St. Champs, Atreyu, Hawthorne Heights, Cartels, Say Ocean, We the Kings, Pretty Girls Make Graves, The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Alisana, Ellis Dunes, The Forecast, Emery, Not a Surf, Escape the Fate, The Devil Wears Prada, Armor for Sleep, Amberlin, 303, Census Fail, Mom Jeans, 4 Years Strong, Say Anything, Story of the Year, Copa Starship, Neck Deep, Sleeping with Sirens, Basement, Silverstein, Motion City Soundtrack, Dance Gavin wow. Dance, Newfound Glory, The All-American Rejects, The Used. Ugh. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
On one day.
That shit finna slut me out, bro.
You're a cousin kid.
You're a wild dog.
Yeah, this was announced, I think like a couple days ago. I got a text message. That pre-sale was gonna be happening. I like how they all picked an album.
They tweaking.
They're tweaking. What's that?
That's insane.
Yeah.
How are they gonna pull that shit off?
I don't know. Well, they did multiple stages when you guys went.
Nah, they can't. Nope, they can't do that with this. Nope, I'll throw up.
Can you imagine?
You're gonna be angry,
bruh. This is gonna stress me out.
You gotta choose between a lesson in romantics, What's another really good, solid? Or Homesick from A Day to Remember, or A Lesson in Romantics by Mayday Parade. Which one are you choosing?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Mayday Parade.
Would you pick Mayday Parade over all these albums or all these bands?
No.
Because I'm not picking Black Parade. I'm not putting Black Parade as an example, because everyone's going to go see Black Parade, right? Like, mm-hmm. a given, no matter what.
So, like, if Under Oath, Mayday Parade, Movements, who else?
Census Fail Still Searching is going to be iconic.
August Burns Red, The Wonder Years, The Main. Fuck the All American Rejects, bro. I'm so pissed I missed Avril Lavigne for that bullshit. Yeah, like, out of those bands, like, I'd be stressed out if they all played at the same time. Or, like, close together. Because, like, Under Oath was, like, my first favorite band. Like, I was, like, addicted. To Under Oath, and like I learned how to play the drums from listening to Under Oath, and then Mayday Parade pulled up and just like, you feel me, like that shit, like, hey bro, they turned me into a little sad boy.
They're Only Chasing Safety is iconic. I would never want to miss that.
That's what I'm saying.
I would never want to miss seeing that album played.
I'll be fucking pissed.
What about you, Lorenzo?
I don't think I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, no.
He doesn't fucking like me.
I just mean you want to pick. Like, if you were to pick, like a band. Like, an album.
Oh. Like, that's not listed?
No, here.
Oh, dude, we know. We already know.
Oh, The Wonder Years?
What?
The Starting Line? I'm
just kidding. Yeah, The Starting Line, say it like you mean it. Fuck, that shit hurts my heart, but... I don't know. This is my fourth year at camp, and this is like something that like I want to go to every year, and that shit is expensive. I don't know if I'm gonna drop for both.
Yeah,
that shit is nutty.
Oh, camp is every year.
Well, if it's not coming out next year, but I'm assuming it is, since they started it back up, then I'll probably go to When We're Young, or maybe, you know, maybe I pull a Clarita, you know.
Oh my god.
Dude, the homie showed me.
Yeah.
The homie showed me how to do it.
Oh man. That's dope.
You're about to play a song right now?
Big ups to When We Were Young for proving everyone wrong 2 years in a row. No disaster happened.
Yep. The first one was shaky, baby.
Oh yeah, because the wind, remember? The first thing technically got canceled.
It was shaky, baby.
Hey, but not for you.
I don't know, dude. I would have been hot, bro.
I would have been super salty.
Yeah. So so When We're Young, that's kind of some of the big news right now. Music is always coming out. Who wants to go? Who wants to start?
Chris Brown. Oh. 11-11. Chris Brown. That's it. That's the tea. That's the tweet.
That's all you've been listening to?
Yup. I did half of the homework for next time.
Oh, you did half of the homework? Oh, yep. Nice. Congrats.
Once Chris Brown dropped.
Oh, hey. The other half fucked the other half? Yeah.
Bye-bye, homework. Is that all I've been listening to? Hold on, I'll be back.
You want me to look you up on Spotify?
Can I? What happened? No, please don't.
I spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, wow, fake friend.
Awkward he is.
Go ahead. Hey.
Hold up, you go. I gotta pull up my music, my bad.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay. I've been listening to a lot. I just showed some of the TK Maita to the boys, the boyos here. She released an album called Sweet Justice, I think like 2 weeks ago. And yeah, it's really good. It's like one, it's 44 minutes. Each song flows into the next, which is really, I really like the transitions. It's just like one continuous experience. It's crazy with headphones. I wouldn't listen to it any other way. And I really liked it, dude. Amber Mark is on it. Flume does a song on it, and so does Duckworth. And yeah, it's just really good. She does some verses, but she's a really great singer too. Other than that, I want to highlight the what is it, the Crosses album from Chino Moreno, who is from the Deftones.
The GOAT.
Great album. It's called Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete. It's dark. Don't think Deftones. It's a dark, like, gothic rock album. It's dope. I really liked it. An LP is on it for some reason. I was surprised, but I was like, hey, I'm down for it. Mayor Hawthorne, bro. Mayor Hawthorne released For All Time last month, and I've been waiting for it always. I'm always waiting for new Mayor Hawthorne or Tuxedo. So this album's really good. I really like it. It's a lot like his debut album, or one of his first albums, and it's so good. I know Lewis was talking some shit about Pink Panthers. I really liked the new album that she released. I thought it was really good. It's got some housey vibes to it and some UK garage. And yeah, the production is really good.
It's Garage.
Sorry, Garage.
Where is she from? Is she from the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. What else have I been listening to? Oh, Geese 3D Country. Now, I found this on a whim. This came out in like July, but oh my God. It's country revivalism. It might as well just be called country, punk country. It's crazy good. I love this album. I didn't think I was going to like it. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And then Sampha released Lehigh, I think also like a month ago. And dude, Sampha's got a great voice. I like listening to Sampha ever since I heard him in Kendrick Lamar's album. So, yeah, those are kind of like the highlights. Some of the new stuff that I've really been enjoying, like singles and stuff. Like I don't like singles. Green Day released a single. I thought it was okay. Green Day seems to be doing like, you know, I mean, they're doing the same thing they've been doing for years. So yeah, that's some of the stuff I've been listening to.
For sure. You want to go? You want to go, Lewis? Or you want me to go?
Sure.
What?
It's not that like long of a list. Okay. So boom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moonchild dropped a little acoustic EP, John.
Oh, did they?
Called Reflections. Fueguito. Been bumping that. I saw that the kid Leroy dropped the album, but I ain't listened to it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Shout out to kid Leroy.
I think it's Kid Leroy.
It's what I called him.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, my bad.
Shout out to homegirl Ailu. She dropped an album called Channels. It's like, I honestly don't know how to classify it, but it's like God. Ailu. ILU. It's like gothic, but like house, but like, I don't fucking know. But it's super fire.
Oh, the homie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to teach her dance.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
This yeah.
One. Yeah, not, yeah. It's fire.
It's fire?
Fire, bro.
Have I? Oh, I did see that she did it, but it's, I was like, so I was busy, bro. And forgot.
It's so crazy.
Nice.
And then, you know. Chris Breezy. 11-11.
11-11.
And you know, I'm don't do that to me. Fuck. I don't have one.
Oh, this one's got 24 million views. This must be the hot one.
So yeah. Too
hot.
Okay.
But Angel Number, like the first song, Fire, Press Me, Fire, Sensational, is just catchy because, like, I don't know, Chris Brown knows how to like fit into like different genres. Like, he knows that he's not like a what the fuck is this genre called, bro? Why is it Afrobeat?
Mm-hmm.
He's not an Afrobeat artist, but he knows how to like incorporate Afrobeat elements and not sound corny.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So like that song is fire.
I never thought about that.
Obviously, Summer Too Hot and Stutter. Stutter is fire. And then myself, I've been listening to myself. I'm not gonna lie. Yep, hey. I'm guilty. What?
I like Canary Yellow and One Love.
Canary Yellow's my baby, bro. I think that's like the longest song I ever wrote.
That's a weird way to spell Lorenzo, but for sure.
That's fucking that's wicked. All right. That's what we're doing, okay? Oh, freak yeah.
Oh,
freak yeah.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Oh, weirdo.
Was that yours?
Yeah, you know, some slight UV. Tight shit.
Tight. Been listening to a little bit of Goon Tunes.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know exactly what that means. I've been listening. Tell Me by New Music Records. That sounds so fake. The song is called Tell Me by New Music Records. Play that real quick.
Oh, you want to play it? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not too much. I think it's 30. don't trouble. This is what I've been just jamming to.
Okay.
That sound like what's his name, bro?
Huh?
That sound like Bino.
Right?
What the fuck? That's fire.
I've been listening to One Day by Nevi. It's a bunch of like a bunch of singles and stuff because you know, sometimes it's just like the one dance track,
yeah,
that like you gotta hear. How do you say this guy's name? Toby Nuige. I knew it was coming. There's a song called Been Broke and Lord Forgive Me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's what is he? He's an American Nigerian artist.
He's goated.
He's tight.
Anything he drops is like a fucking cheat code, bro.
That shit is tight. One of my students is gonna dance to Lord Forgive Me.
It's so fire, bro. And then his visuals to go with the songs are so crazy.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Heroes is still my favorite.
I guess I got to. Yeah, my old student showed me this. We was sessioning.
Yeah, he's berserk Oka.
Berserk. Listen to a bit of Tizo Touchdown. Slow Down by Bobby V.
What the fuck?
Don't say anything. it's for a dance, that's why. But I've been listening to it a lot. Right Here by Rotimi.
Hey.
He's part of G-Unit?
What?
I don't know. It says produced by G-Unit Records. That's why.
Huh?
I don't, that's what I'm just reading what it says.
You talking about the Afrobeat dude?
Rotimi?
Is he not? Am I bugging? Who the fuck is that? Damn, my race.
Wait. Oh, let's have to hear this part. Yo, what the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, this is the dude from Power.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show. He's an actor.
In Power. Is he?
It says produced by G-Unit because it's 50 Cent show.
Which book?
Oh, I see.
You said gotcha. What?
Which Power book? There's five of those things, so... It's probably book one.
I don't know.
Oh.
He's Andre Coleman.
Book one.
All right. Oh, he's actually signed to G-Unit, though. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shout out G-Unit, man. fuck Ja Rule. Fuck Murder, Inc. He's G-Unit all day. G-Unit.
I can't with y'all. listening to Almost Never Was.
What the fuck?
Chill. 300 Miles by Fabio Capri. I don't know. I heard this person was a streamer. My student freestyled to this, and I was like, oh, this is super tight. A little bit of 1111. I haven't finished it yet. And I've been listening to O3 Greedo. And... Junk is too fun. And For All the Dogs. For All the Dogs I've been listening to the most.
21. Oh, wait. No, that's the wrong one. It's Money for Fun.
Don't do that, please.
I do whatever I want.
All right.
I do whatever I want.
I like this album for my own personal reasons and emotions. But I think it's good.
I like the J. Cole track.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know that though.
I like a lot of this album.
You didn't listen to it, Lewis? You didn't listen to For All the Dogs?
Awesome. Hell no.
Why not?
I'm capping. I tried. And then I realized, like, the dogs he was referring to. Because it ain't make me feel like no dog, bro. It was like, I felt like the album was for the ladies.
I think the album was for emotional men.
It was Sassy Drake. Sassy Drake was all through this. Pause, no freaky.
Yeah.
That's so many sayings.
So, like, I wasn't really a fan. I thought it was funny, but I didn't listen to the entire album. I feel like, I don't know, bro. I haven't really.
Did you listen to his son's freestyle?
His son's freestyle.
Damn.
You know what I'm talking about? Did you listen to that?
Not on purpose.
Do you think bar for bar that you would beat his son in a freestyle?
Are you fucking kidding me? Don't disrespect me ever again in life, please.
I'm just asking a question.
This kid is like 2.5 years old, bro. How dare you?
I'm just asking. professional questions.
Do I think bar for bar?
He'd be trying to rap.
You know damn well I can't rap better than that kid, bro.
Oh, damn, you're right.
That kid is rich as hell, bro.
Anything else, Lorenzo?
That's it.
That's it?
Ooh. Yeah, it's low-key a long list, only because it's just all singles. Hey. Like, making up dances here and there.
This playlist is an hour. That's pretty good. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, for fun.
Dang.
So, yeah. A little bit of everything. I like it. I like to see it. Yeah. So I guess that's what we've been listening to, y'all. That's some pretty good stuff. Some things to look out for. Andre 3000 is coming back.
No, the but fuck he's not.
But there's a...
Don't. Nah, bro. I'm
but
pissed.
there's a slight... modification on what that means for Andre 3000 to come back. He is releasing a solo album but it's not going to be a hip hop album.
He could keep that shit, man.
It's going to be a flute heavy instrumental LP.
Is it Zelda, cuz? The Ocarina of Time? What are you doing, man?
He says, I swear I really wanted to make a rap album.
Cap.
But this is literally the way the wind blew me this time.
Fuck my day up with that shit, man.
You're my not brother excited? Saying that.
Oh, my bro, if my camera worked, I'll tell you to look at me right now.
What if it's good? I don't know. Okay, I get it. I know. Fucking people are flute. Upset. People are like, no what
beats.
The fuck?
No beats. He's just playing the fucking flute like he's fucking Link.
Oh, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time head up.
Oh, man. I mean, all right, we'll see.
Lie. I ain't gonna lie, though. The Ocarina of Time has the bangers, though. I ain't gonna... And I won't be surprised. Like, I'm pretty sure mad people are gonna sample it.
Yeah.
But come on, Andre. Come on, Three Stacks. You've been gone for like 18 years. You popping out with a fucking flute, dog? What happened to Mr. Rappity Rap Ass Dude?
Only for features.
Man, fuck that shit.
Exclusive
man.
For features.
Fuck that. Well, that's fucked up. What?
I'm not done pissing you off, though, Lewis.
You never are. I know that.
I've got some nominations to talk about. I'm not going to talk about all of them. We still have a little bit of time.
Don't disrespect her.
I got.
I'll tell you right now, if you disrespect her, I will jump through this computer screen.
I'm not going to disrespect anybody. But we got to talk about the Grammy nominations, just a little bit of it before it happens and, you know, we cover it. But we got to prepare. Okay. Record of the year. This is the single of the year. Okay. We got Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
What was that made for? Boy Genius, Not Strong Enough. John Batiste, Worship. Miley Cyrus's Flowers. Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire. SZA's Kill Bill. Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero and Victoria Monet's On My Mama.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know who the fuck gonna win that.
I think it's gonna be Olivia Rodrigo again.
If it is, I'm gonna be so freaking mad. On My Mama is such a fun track.
Yes, it is.
Taylor Swift is bracking right now, though.
Are you right? Actually,
because she put Travis Kelce on the map.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
She put the Chiefs on the map.
Like, shit, bro. I didn't know who the fuck Patrick Mahomes was before her.
You were.
You didn't see the Super Bowl last year?
You were lying.
No. What the fuck is the Super Bowl? What the fuck is football?
That's where you eat food. That's how I know the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know. I hope All My Mama wins. That'd be great. That is a good song. Kill Bill, also a really good pick. That song is catchy.
Wait, go through the list again.
Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For? That's from the Barbie soundtrack.
That's on fire.
Boy Genius's Not Strong Enough.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
They're an indie band. Three-piece with Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh.
And okay. Julian Baker. And then The Witch. I don't know what her name is. I know she's a witch, though. John Batiste did release an album this year.
That's the motherfucker that won last time?
Worship. He won Gospel Album of the Year?
No, he won, the whole John.
Did he really? He did.
Yeah, he won the album of the year or something like that.
Nah, he's not going to win this year.
Like, he was the guy. Everybody was like, who the fuck is dude? But he won.
Miley Cyrus's Flowers.
Fire. Wait. Nah, I hate that song.
You hate that
I
song?
I thought it was the other one.
Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire.
I'm not even.
SZA's Kill Bill.
Yes.
Fire.
Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero. And then
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Victoria Monet's On My Mama. On My
Hood.
There you go. I look fly, I look good.
How does that song go?
On My Mama. On My Hood. No? I look fly.
Yeah.
But she got that from something.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a fire dance.
I know, I seen it.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That's That's you. That's me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Facts.
Here's the sample. It's coming up. I look fly. I look too good. Everyone knows that.
That's so crazy how like that's all music is right now. Just like sampling old ass like songs that were already crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like already had their time period and were just like bangers and they're just
we're on a repeat.
I fucking hate it. Like Summer Walker's album, what? Like the
EP?
Nah.
Is oh, I know
one with her on the cover, the pink one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so many fucking remakes on that shit. Like those songs with Usher. I'm like, bro, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Huh? What are we doing here? How the fuck do we get here, dude?
Album of the year.
You're so annoying.
Album of the year.
What?
Boy Genius is the record. Janelle Monáe's The Age of Pleasure. John Batiste's World Music Radio.
Get cut out of here.
I hope he doesn't win. Lana Del Rey's Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? Thank you, Lana, for the long title. Miley Cyrus's Endless Summer Vacation. Olivia Rodrigo's is Guts. SZA's SOS.
That's so crazy. Like
Taylor Swift's Midnights.
Nah, this list ass, bro. This is for album of the year?
This is album of the year.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about nobody on there.
You don't care about nobody?
Huh?
You don't care about anybody?
On that list? Hell no.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, let me read hip hop albums so you get mad a little bit.
Wow. See?
Here, look. Best R&B performance. Chris Brown, Summer Too Hot. There you go.
Why'd you say like
he was hit by him? There you go, buddy.
Best R&B album. Here you go. Babyface, Girls Night Out.
What the fuck?
Coco Jones, What I Didn't Tell You, The Deluxe. What the fuck? Emily King, Special Occasions. Summer Walker's Clear 2, The Soft Light EP. That's not... Okay. Or Victoria Monet, Jaguar 2.
Sorry.
Bless you. I hope Victoria Monet wins. Jaguar 2's great. Oh, best rap album. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Can you...
Drake and 21 Savage's Her Loss?
No.
Killer Mike's Michael? Not a bad album.
Cap.
Metro Boomin's Heroes and Villains? Nas's King's Disease 3? Travis Scott's Utopia? Thoughts?
That's the list?
That's the list.
That list is ass.
Yeah.
That list is terrible. What the fuck is that? First of all, I don't like how Nas is getting like Grammy nominations now. I feel like he put his best work out already. Like the album, like King's Disease, like all the albums he's been putting out has been pretty good, like decent. It's cool to see Nas, you know, still doing his thing. Uh-huh. I feel like he should have retired a long time ago. But he's still goated. He can still rap with anybody. But I don't feel like that's just having him in a category with Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Metro, like, it's weird to me.
That is weird.
Like, it just does not fit.
I'm surprised not to see Quavo on there.
Well, yeah, I heard it was good. I didn't listen to it.
I liked Quavo's album. It was emotional. It was good. Goes off a little bit. Yeah. I mean, hey, you've got your... I mean, Metro Boomin, I feel like, was an obvious...
Mike. You said Killer Mike, right?
Yeah, Killer Mike's Michael.
For fucking what, dude? I didn't even know that shit dropped.
Same.
Andre 3000's on that one. You can listen to his song... on that album. All right, I'm making you mad. I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to say nothing else.
Bro, you about to die.
Best progressive R&B album. Diddy. What? The Love Album. What? Terrace Martin and James Fulton-Roy's Nova. Janelle Monáe's Age of Pleasure. SZA's SOS. Or Black, Since I Have a Lover.
Mm. What is this category?
Progressive R&B.
What the fuck does that mean?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Like, what, bro? They freestyling.
They added more categories like that because people complained. R&B?
Freestyling.
So there's a progressive R&B category and then an R&B category?
Yes.
I don't even understand.
That's stupid. So SZA's album isn't just like regular R&B?
No, she's progressive R&B.
Oh my God, why are you like this?
Why? I'm not in charge of the Grammys. No.
That's so stupid, bro. Because, like, that gives people even more opportunity to win Grammys.
Yeah.
So, like, she could win this
album.
And then just, yeah, like, bro, that's fucking weird.
Hey. It is what it is.
SZA's gonna win. SZA's gonna win that though.
SZA's gonna win, you think?
Respectfully.
For album of the year?
No, for that shit that you just read off.
I think Olivia Rodrigo will win album of the year.
I think you need to go eat eggs.
Thank you.
I hate the thank you.
Well, then John Batiste can win and we'll all be upset.
You wouldn't be upset if Olivia Rodrigo won?
No.
Why? I fucking hate you.
Bro, she's influential. What are you talking about?
I physically fucking hate you.
You gotta put some respect.
I mentally hate you.
Oh, you can mentally hate me all you want.
I emotionally.
What's changed?
what's
changed?
I didn't used to emotionally hate you.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
You may hate me, but you respect me. How dare you?
Don't set yourself. Why would you set yourself up like that? No, I just don't understand.
Because I was confident. I was confident enough.
Okay.
I hope Drake wins.
You're pissing me off.
Flip this whole shit upside down.
How long have we been going? I gotta use the restroom.
No, we're done. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
You didn't mention Ice Spice.
I told Ice Spice wasn't on there.
What are you talking about? She got 4 Grammy nominations. Don't ever disrespect Ice Spice. Ever in your life.
Oh, best new artist. Ice Spice is in best new artist.
Hey.
best pop duo group performance with Taylor Swift.
Hey, that song is ass, but hey.
Best rap song with Nicki Minaj.
Hey.
That's the Barbie World one.
Hey.
And then best song written for visual media, the Barbie song.
Yep.
So she's going to win 4 Grammys.
She's not going to win shit. I love Ice Spice, but she don't deserve none of that shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
She don't even deserve the fucking nominations, to be honest with you.
To be honest.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Yeah, the Grammys are ass, bro.
Yeah.
The award shows are dog shit.
Yeah.
They ain't BLM.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, follow us on social media at The Untitled Mixtape for updates on when we post episodes. I also have the Discord link in our Instagram description that you can join. Some people have already joined. We appreciate it. We just post some music and what we're listening to. And stay updated. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, hope you have a lovely day or evening. Bye.
I'm on a new level. Type shit.
Yeah.